from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Sleep With Me. Whether you roll, whatever dice you're rolling, even if you know, I don't even know what a 20-sided dice would be called, like, because it's not, it's in three dimensions. Because they say, what's a three-dimensional octagon? No idea. An octaball? An octadice? Cube is, I know square is a cube. What's a tetra? If you don't know the difference between a tetrahedron and a tetrapack, you're in the right place. Well, I do. Is a tetrapack a tetrahedron? There's a question I need answered. Is that why they call it a tetrapack? Tetrapack's what they put like your oat milk and your coconut water in. I think it's like some sort of, I'm going to be hearing from them. It'd say the generic name. I said, thanks so much. I'd say, get in line, please. Oh, well, welcome to Sleep With Me. You might be confused. Sleep With Me is a podcast that's here to keep you company while you fall asleep. We don't really put you to sleep. We take your mind off of stuff because for me and a lot of other people that listen to the show, it can be lonely in the deep, dark night. And even if it's not lonely for you, it might be nice to have a voice to take your mind off of stuff and keep you company. I make the show because I know how it feels. Like I said, I know how it feels for me, and I know how it feels for a lot of other listeners. But you also deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place you could get some rest, the rest you need right now. Rest so your life is more manageable. So I'm here to try to provide that if I can. Now, this podcast does not work for everybody, so give it a few tries, see how it goes. That's just what most listeners recommend. It's a podcast you kind of don't really listen to, and it just kind of like an out-of-focus picture. What else do you need? I'll explain some more. Oh, yeah, so what we got coming up, I just ramble on and on and on, but there's a specific method to the show. This is a greeting. Glad you're here. I hope it makes you feel seen and welcomed in, and no. Whether you like the show or not, you deserve a good night's sleep. Then we got support from our sponsors. That's how we're able to put it out for free twice a week. So paying for the show is actually optional. Then a long meandering intro that's meant to ease you into bedtime. And then eventually we'll get to our bedtime story, a little role-playing-esque adventure and friendship. So that's the structure of the show. It's kind of why I make the show. I'm so glad you're here. Trying to think what else I could give you right off the top of the bat. I think that's it. If you don't like the show already, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou has other sleepy stuff on there you could check out. Give it a try. I'm so glad you're here. And these sponsors are how we're able to do it for free twice a week. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleeping With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me, so if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease the loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it. I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? How much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. It's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone and the Deep Dark Knight United. And the Deep Dark Knight United is the thing I came up with because we're all in the same boat, right? We listen to this show, or I made this show because of how lonely it is in the Deep Dark Knight. And we haven't had anybody let me know they've supported the sponsors other than Caitlin and Jennifer in about 2 months. And that really puts the show, I've got to find a way, if I want to keep putting out 2 free episodes every single week, to bring the sponsors more value. It's just a reality. And could you do it for me? Could you do it for the podcast? Could you do it for yourself and the value you get out of the show? But I'm going to try a new direction because I did put out a survey a couple months ago and I heard from a lot of people who cannot afford to support the show. And just looking at some of the statistics and the numbers, that's probably about 10% of our audience at least that cannot afford to support the podcast. They rely on this free show to put them to sleep and they really count on it. And that's probably like 20 to 70,000 people. So it's somebody you probably know in your life. You know, when you think about it, just think about somebody you really care about that's not in a position to support the show. And maybe you don't know them. You know, maybe you have to imagine it. And think about just taking action for free. Set yourself an alarm for tomorrow and either check out one of our sponsors. The Helix Sleep Quiz, helixsleep.com/sleep is free. ZocDoc.com/sleep is free to download their app. Just check out, you know, see if they support your insurance. See if, check out, like, do a search on there. Check out PolySleep. Check out Air Doctor. Check out Progressive. Or check out all our tiers on Patreon. Just look at our Patreon page. That's all I'm asking is to set an alarm and do one of those things and then let me know about it and fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. And just think about that. You know, there's 20 to 70,000 people listening right now who just can't afford to support the show. They wanted to support it because they took the time to send me an email and let me know their story. So if you could think about just taking some action on their behalf. You don't have to do it on my behalf. You don't have to do it on your own behalf, even if you count on the podcast too. I don't know, just and let me know. And I know this doesn't sit well with everybody, but I got to be direct. And I really am, I'm in a new place now. After hearing from those people who can't support the show, it has changed my mindset. So sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Let me know about it. Let the sponsor know about it and just check them out. I really, really appreciate it. The second part of Sleepy Supporter Zone is about you too. You getting the support you need. If you're having a tough time, there's resources, including international resources you can connect with. It's also about you and being a part of positive change, being a part about the communities you're involved in. And that can mean whatever it means to you. But for me, it means learning more and taking action. attention instead of saying Black Lives Matter and saying instead of saying stop AAPI hate, instead of saying support Ukraine, supporting the Trevor Project is one of the things we've been doing. There's links to resources and things you can use to learn more. But check out the Orlando Park Stop fundraiser. It ended July 1st, but you could still support it, support the Trevor Project through their link, or support the Trevor Project directly. And let me know about it. I didn't hear from a lot of people that supported it, so I still have some pressed pennies, and you've probably seen the videos and stuff on social media. But yes, yeah, support the Trevor Project through the Orlando Park Stop fundraiser link, which will be in our show notes, orlandoparkstop.com/charity, or support the Trevor Project directly. Let me know about it. And yeah, I'll send you a thank you video, or if you support it $100 or more, I'll send you a pressed penny. And I think that's it. Oh, Mystery Bard. A lot of people work really hard on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Poster Song. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. And edits episodes too. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna, like Banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, if you want sleep phones, most comfortable way to listen to Sleep With Me, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones, and use Sleep With Me to get $5 off your order. What do you say? We slow it down and get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts, you know, things on your mind, the thoughts that you're thinking about. You know, thoughts about the past, the present, the future. Thinking thoughts, mystery thoughts, thoughts. I do a lot of think. I prefer to do much less thinking, but you know, my brain has other plans, and but no offense, brain, your plans are extremely convoluted. Your plans are not convoluted. They're both concave and convex somehow. They vex me, and probably a lot more. Because con means with, right? Convex, concave, with a cave, with vex. I'm convexed also, to use convex in a different way. I'd say, like, if sometimes when I'm thinking, I say, well, now I'm convexed, totally con. Well, now I'm concaved. You know, when I slump my shoulders, am I going concave or convex? I guess it depends on which way you're looking at me, eh? There's another accidental joke or a joke I just barely came up with. Just depends on which side you're on. There's another complicated t-shirt we don't need to make. I don't even know where we'd start. But I'm convexed. I think that would be the shortest version. And then the other side would say I'm concaved. And then people would be like, I don't get it. And you say, hold on, let me do it. And then you could say, hold on, let me switch the t-shirt around and do it again. That's how that shirt would work. The most interactive shirt. Here's a claim to fame. I just invented the most interactive shirt ever invented in my imagination. Or, if you're in a relationship, you could have different ones with the arrows. I'm with concave. And then on the other side, I would say I'm with convex. Of course, whatever the right side is, I don't know. It's not a reversible t-shirt. We could do that as well, but it's a, what do you call that? Is that a 180 shirt? That's never been a thing either. In the 80s, they had stuff like that. kind of pointless add-ons to clothing. The 180 shirt, man, you could wear, like, instead, it's not reversible, it's 180-able. Or is it, no, it's 180. I mean, or the people would even sell that at 180. We've got a 360 shirt. What, like you can wear it 360 days a year? No, no, it's 360, man. It says the same thing. And then you spin it around 360, it says the same thing again. Mind-blowing, man. I'd prefer the shirt that says I'm with concave and I'm with convex. And then if you had, like, then you put vexed and, well, these are my pets, Vex and Cave. I'm also with them. So it's a different, you know, terminology. But, the shirt can only have an arrow pointing at someone whose torso's in the general direct, you know, my vicinity. So if you're vexed or concave, if you feel like you do, dude, your brain's in a concave, I'd say you're right about that. So thoughts, feelings, could be anything coming up for you, emotional, physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, routine, something coming up, something you're going through, whatever it is. The reason I go through that, I mentioned it earlier, is there's somebody listening right now that can relate to how you feel. You're not alone. I mean, I realize this is a podcast and it's digital and whatever, but this is just the truth. Someone's listening right now who can relate to what you're going through, who knows how it feels, and is saying right now, yeah, man, that's tough because I've been through it or I'm going through it too. And that's important for me to point out, that you're not alone in the deep, dark night. And it's not proverbially, I don't know how, like, it's just a matter of fact. We're connected by what we're dealing with in this podcast or other sleep podcasts or podcasting in general, whatever you're comfortable with terminology-wise. Or, you know, love of T-shirts that'll never be made. Even if it's a good idea, I'd say, no, it's too much. Like, I don't know. I don't have the emotional wherewithal to do it. That's why I kind of go through all that stuff, is whatever's keeping you awake. I want you to know someone else understands, or at least has been there, because there's a lot of people listening right now. And we all believe you deserve a good night's sleep so your life is more manageable and then eventually you could be out there flourishing. That's important to me and all the other listeners. So I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I use lulling, soothing, creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders and superfluous tangents, which we just caught a few of, all to take your mind off stuff and keep you company so you could fall asleep. Like I said, I'm not here so much to put you to sleep or for you to listen to me, but just kind of be here as elevated background noise, a friendly voice, but there's no pressure to fall asleep. There's a reason there's about 600 shows in our archives and the episodes are over an hour. So there's no pressure to fall asleep. You got plenty of time. You don't have to worry about falling asleep. And I don't know, like I'm here to be here to keep you company while you drift off. Or there's people who are listening who just can't sleep and I'm here to keep them company. Or if you need a break during the day, I'm here to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar bud, your boar burr, your neighbor, your boar bra, your boar bestie, your boars, your boar in charge, your boar in convoluted things, your boar bud. So I'm here to be your friend and just to keep you company. Those are a couple of things to know. Other things that throw people off, like I said, it takes a couple times to get used to this show. That's just what, like, I'm pretty sure a million people have said over the years. I've been doing this 10 years now. And people say, hey, it took me a while to get used to this show. At first, I didn't like it. And why would you, right? It's very different. It's probably not what you expected. You probably expected something reasonable or someone with a grasp of general vocabulary instead of someone dancing. You know, I'm like dancing around with the words. We're having fun for your to take your mind off of stuff. I mean, I'm the only person willing to take convex and concave out of the laboratories. Great, in the science-based facilities of the world. And do a little, and don't worry, I realize some concave beings and convex beings could be fragile. I'll be careful. I'll try to be careful. I'll try to get them home on time. We're just out here dancing. Don't worry, we're in a, you know, whatever. I followed all the procedures. So we're covered in whatever that stuff is called, the super soft stuff. So, yeah, when you get here, you might be skeptical or doubtful or confused. So just kind of give it a few tries, because the idea of someone just talking to you as your friend and telling you a story eventually, but not for a little while. It can be confusing. So those throw people off. The structure of the show I mentioned earlier, that also throws people off. But here's why we do the show, the structure, the way we do. Show starts off with a greeting. Friends Beyond the Binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Then I explain a little bit about what the podcast is. So you feel seen and welcomed in, you get a general idea. Then there's sponsor support so the show can be free. And there's tons of people that benefit from that. And there's people that say, hey, I'd rather pay for ad-free experience. So that enables us to do both those things and come out twice a week over an hour for free. Then there's a long meandering intro, which is separate from the support. But this still always happens that people say that the intro is part of the sponsor stuff. Or I don't get it, but I mean, I do get it because I've been tired too. But I don't want you to miss out. I point out in every intro, the intro goes on and on and on. It's a show within a show, separate from the support. And it's meant to ease you into bedtime, to kind of set the table, to set the mood, to be a buffer between being awake and asleep. So most listeners don't fall asleep during the intro. They're winding down or getting ready for bed or getting comfortable or doing some chill activity. And that's just been my experience and what studies say works. Having a wind down routine works. So kind of see how it goes. There's 2% of people that skip the intro. And I'm sure there's like 2% of people fall asleep during it. But for most listeners, the intro is what eases them into bedtime. Then there's support, again, sponsor support for the show. And then there'll be our bedtime story. And it's not a matter of making you wait for the bedtime story. It's a matter of easing you into it. And there'll be a bedtime story. It'll be about friends playing a role-playing game in the adventure of friendship. And then there's thank yous at the end. So it's a structure show. That's why I make the show. I'm really glad you're here. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive. I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple ways I'm able to do it for you for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. All right, everybody, it's time for our episodically modular serious journey into the world of Friends. And if you wonder what episodically modular means, it means you could listen to these in any order. We'll kind of catch you up on everything, or the characters will. I'll make sure they do. Actually, I'll tell them because I didn't have it prepared. So I'll let them know, hey, let's get caught up first. And what's Journey into the World of Friends? It's a tale of friends playing or designing or exploring what it means to be friends within the context of a role-playing game. And originally they were designing the role-playing game, then they were playing it and designing it, and now they seem to be fully immersed in they're really role-playing. But there's no playing at the role of friendship, you know. That's, if your role is friendship, be playful, but don't play, like, but also put in a little effort. So I've been told by many, in much shorter four-letter words, but there's one person who uses love, hello, that's 5 letters, friend, my friend, he calls me bud, that's only 3 letters, fun, I always use Q-U-I-E-T. Noise, N-O-I-S-E. Oh, I thought that was 4 letters. She's laughing now. Charm also, he doesn't even need 4 letters to, or 5 letters to have charm, because it's time for our Hollywood announcer. He drives all the way from Los Angeles, and like by solar power, like stored solar energy, then tries to store his internal energy because they say, hold on, I'm not ready for you to come in. And he says, what part isn't ready? Emotionally, I'm not ready for you to come in. Maybe it's organization. Maybe, I don't know. And also I got to I got to record a podcast. It's got to be quiet. But he comes all the way from Los Angeles because of the love of the listeners, and putting people to sleep, making you feel less alone in the deep, dark night, being a part of this thing. It's Mr. Antonio Banderas. Yes, friends beyond the binaries, ladies and gentlemen, so boys and girls, it's time to journey into the world of friends. Yippee, yay, yeah. Thanks. We're going to play a game later. But it's not the game I said because I couldn't get it. Because it's exclusive to one store and they don't have it in stock at the store I have. But it's less than it would be for them to send it to me for free. So I'll get it eventually. But that's Mr. Antonio Banderas, and this is Journey into the World of Friends. Okay, Zell, it's me. I'm just waking up. I'm confused to where we are. Zell, are you okay? Hey, Zell, it's me, Eleanor. Florentine Healer. You seem to still be waking up. So let me see if I could put things together. I know we're in, like, we're below the Handy Halls. Oh, back up, you're saying. You're still groggy and confused. Okay. So I know we had played a role-playing game years ago as a group of friends, and then we kept saying we wanted to play another game again, but nobody wanted to be DM. And, you know, some of our relationships changed and we kind of like just kept being like something we would do one day. And then our world kind of changed and the structure of our world changed. And then I don't know your relationship status with Mwada, and I won't ask, by the way, your brow is furrowing. But I know that status. Okay, we'll keep moving on. But Mwada was also the person who, this is complicated, but so our DM never reappeared, but Mwada proposed, invited us all over and said, hey, what if we play a game? Is it that I don't remember your relationship status, or I've never wanted to talk to you about it? Because we've been living, anyway, okay. I was just trying to clarify that for myself, because something strange did happen. So Mwada invited us over, and we said, hey, Mwada said, instead of someone having to be DM and feeling like that was less fun for them, even though a lot of people enjoy being DM, we didn't have that DM, you know, person that loved just doing DM work all the time. Maybe because of all our individual personalities of managing our expectations. But Mwada said, Mwada, magic user, member of our party, said, what if we design an adventure together? And as we're designing it as a adventuring party, we kind of test out different adventures. And Mwada said, what if I propose that adventure is into the attraction called Journey into the World of Friends, or the World of Friends. We were journeying into it, which was an old, it's still in this former theme park in the Land of Leisure, where our other adventure took place in the before time, I think is the easiest way to put it. But the time is after the before time, but before the time. You know what I mean? It was like, it was after the, like, can we call it the first, how come they don't just call it the first age? I guess because there was ages before that. But this is just my wording, so please don't hold me to it, Wada. Oh, sorry, Zell. Sorry, I get you too mixed up. Just in case, because you two used to date, not as characters, but like, okay, so I'll just move on. The first age, I'm just using that term generally, even though it's a specific term, This land of leisure was a gigantic vacation kingdom, and it was themed parks. And in one section of this themed park was an attraction called World of Friends, which had it changed over the years as they remodeled it, but it was like animatronic plushes. And it followed different trends, and they were like representing the friends of the world and singing a song, Welcome to the World of Friends, I think, or Come Be a Friend. And they'd be dressed in different outfits or different, you know, doing different things, a lot of playing music and dancing. And the song was very catchy, even though they had recorded it with different pop stars, some of the history we discovered. But that was a before time. Afterwards, this park fell into disarray, but it never became it was always shrouded in mystery because people would adventure into the park, but they never, you know, adventuring parties. And we had a separate adventure into the World of Tomorrow, which was their futuristic land, or land based on visions of the future, of that time's future. If only they could have saw, we're in their future now. And so, what was my point? Okay, so then, because this adventure has become real. So then we met all of us separately. Okay, this is a lot of explaining, huh? But it is important, especially because I don't know where we are. So it's helping me try to process where we are right this moment. Okay, so the adventure was to take place into the journeying to this World of Friends. Why would we go there other than glory and adventure? Apparently, we all have relationships separate, Willie, with the leader of this Florida, the Baron of the Boil, formerly leader of the a large guild of thieves, and a character like the Baron of the Boil was the one that was able to kind of bring peace and prosperity because the Baron of the Boil had worked out some water disagreements. The flow of the water through the state of Florida, fresh water. And it just so happens outside of the land of leisure is this giant station, which we have not gotten to yet, where water could be moved, where water was moved. And it's not based on perpetual motion, but the power of the sea powers machinery. Well, I guess they could control the water flow. And whoever controlled that obviously controlled the water flow to the southern areas of the Florida. But the Baron of the Boil reestablished the free flow of water, even though this facility could have been used, because messing up the facility would have, it's integral in the flow of water, because most of the water is flowing north to south, is my understanding. But what happened was the Baron of Boil had there was someone named Vidul, who was actually like a foundling of the Baron of the Boil, and a magic user. Also, though, cool-blooded and maybe descended from dragons. And something happened where Vidul, I don't know, it was a double cross or triple cross or whatever, Vidul took over this this water flow station. Why? Not to just control the water, but to divert the water, because the reason this park is so interesting to adventure in is because below this park is some sort of well, or a connection to another world or a well of spiritual energy or something like that. We suspect that some sort of being that is an antagonist in pretending to be a dragon or is a dragon from another world is in contact with Vidul, convincing and powering Vidul's efforts to remove the water from the park so that Vidul can unearth this portal or well. But most of the energy from this other world, as we've discovered, is positive energy, and that leaks out. And so the positive energy has leaked out into the park over the years, like bubbles coming through the water, and it caused the park to come alive. So all of the plush characters or friends in this ride or attraction are alive, are sentient beings. And, you know, it's a long idea of, you know, the three, as I talked to the three Florences and other Florentian nurses, is that, yeah, these are whatever, that they're sentient beings, but they're also still animatronics. But they can't, like, I think we also established that they're very localized. They can't leave their attraction, go very far, as from what we've seen. But Vidul, by, it wouldn't be good for anybody. Also, there's natural beings and organic beings that live in this park as it's, like, become overgrown and wild. And other adventurers have come before us, including an adventuring party with the Baron of the Boyle's son. Her son. And that party has apparently fallen in the hands of Vidul. Some of those party members, too, which we've encountered, have proceeded into another status as spiritual beings in another realm. So we've gone into the attraction. Now, at some point, we thought we were designing a role-playing adventure, but now we're in the adventure, and we don't understand. I mean, I guess it's been a few days, but we don't quite understand how that happened. Is this a dream? Was there some sort of other thing? Was it the brownies we had? We don't know. Oh, candied buttons. I forgot about that. But I don't think it is. I think this is real or it's a very in-depth dream because multiple days have passed. We went in, we met some polywogs. We tried to get some information. Then we met Mary Bear and some other beings in the attraction. We helped them get speaker wire so they could play music. And then we find out, well, if we can get access to the security room, which is below the attraction, connected to the handy halls, that's like how they would repair the ride and get the workers would get in and out of the ride. And if we could get the key to the security room and then find a door to the security room, then we could probably get the means, like there may be stuff there to help us in our quest to get the son of the Baron of Boyle and defeat Vidul. But what complicated things was one of the members of the previous party, they said that they had already started this process, this magical mechanical process to flood the entire park, which is like this system, because again, the Baron of Boyle said, I don't know if it predates the Baron of Boyle or not, but a great idea, said Florida needs free flow of water for all organic beings. And some of the flow of the water now has kind of become, even though it's by human means and stuff, but that these ponds and gigantic swamps, getting rid of this pumping station would ensure the water wouldn't be controlled, but it would flow somewhat in a controlled sense, but mostly not a controlled sense. Also would prevent Vidul from getting this well, because apparently water plays some part in the well or the portal. And obviously if it's under 60 feet of water, it's not going to be easy to get it open and stuff. So that process is will apparently happen in, I don't know, 4 or 5 days from now. So now we're torn with, we still got to find the Baron of Boyle's son, but we're also kind of secretly wondering, could we even defeat Vidul? Also the fact that now we're in our adventure as real people, what would happen if things didn't go well? Because we're still rolling dice from time to time. But we don't have what would happen to us, right? Zell, have you fallen back asleep? But so then we went into another room to get the key to the security thing, which we, you and I did not get, but the other members of our party did, and they got out through the roof of the building, I think through a skylight or a hole in the wall or something. Now, in the room we discovered a few different things we maybe had suspected. One, this is a big operation, and Vidul is moving rocks and sand and small rocks to divert the water flow, because probably Vidul wants to run all of Florida. So Vidul does not want to stop the flow of water to southern Florida, but Vidul also wants to drain the entire area around the park to get access to this spiritual well, or whatever we want to call it, portal to another world. And when we went into this next part of the attraction, we saw that Vidul also created versions of the friends where more than one friend was magically, they were became larger friends. Like the arm would be a seal and the torso might be a lion and a tiger. And then so like giant beings, so they could move giant rocks. Also, we did contact Mary Bear, who said, hey, you gotta, you can't let this, I don't think Mary Bear knew that the self-destruct had been set for the whole area or the flooding thing. So, but Mary Bear definitely wants us to save and free everybody, right? Cause this is their home. So we got the key as a party, but we had to split up and create distractions. You and I went into the sewers below the Handy Halls, and got out of there. And I don't believe anyone followed us or saw us. And we went a little bit of ways and we kind of created, I actually used just like a magic to hide us. So while we rested and I woke up before I started talking, you know, I was listening. I didn't hear anything. So the current plan, Zell, unless you want to let me know differently, but I know you're resting and listening, is we did see on the wall, like we've seen on the walls, some maps. They're old and they're kind of things, but, and we know some of these sewers are blocked, but we were at an opening of the sewer. So I think we can proceed using these maps to the sewers in the room we're expecting our party to go to, which is a room where Mary Bear thought we could access, if we go in that room and then go into the Handy Halls in that room, an unblocked, because the room we were in, this is getting confusing, but we could have got to the security room through like a Handy Hall where we met Mary Bear, but Vidul had kind of put a surprise there that was very powerful. And Mary Bear thinks that there's not a reason for Vidul to put a surprise at this one. But there could be a surprise there. But then we'll have to figure that out. But so we think we could get to the security room from there. And there'd be ways, cameras they call it, Mary Bear called them, cameras that may still work where we could see Vidul or find the, like, and then bots or something, I don't know. So our plan now, Zell, unless you want to change it, is we should just get walking. Oh, you're getting up. Great. And we'll just see if we could find find our way to the rest of our party. I wonder, though, Zell, what do you think our party is doing right now? Lord Von Chill, M. Wada. Oh, I'm Florencian Healer. You're working class fighter, Zell. We have Lord Von Chill. It's weird. I just woke up. It felt like I heard my name and my ears twitched. Granada of Darmok snuggling with me. Our fleet of foot, quick and full of dexterity. Hubba hubba. Now that we're the two of us are together in a relationship. And M. Wada, our wizard. I'm like a gentry, they call me. And, I wear plated armor, you know what I'm saying? So we're looking down through the skylight. Even though the skylight is masked, we've cracked a hole in it. And we can see down into this part of the attraction, the World of Friends. It's very green in there. One of the walls has, what is that? North, south, east, west. So its eastern wall has a giant hole in it with sun shining in. Doesn't, I guess it's not a structure. It's structurally still sound. It seems like it were, we're standing. And so the room is very green and the canal is full but blocked. So it's very algic, as is most of the room. So the attraction is very hard to identify because there's so much green in there. There doesn't seem to be any other activity, but we can see as Granada works the rope that there's like not far below this skylight is a square, and that's called the square of red on this map we have. And that actually looks like a good place to go because there's, well, one of the walls has some holes in it, but otherwise it's, we could lower ourselves down, then assess our situation, and then we have to get across the canal, and I believe there's a couple options where we could find a way down to the handy halls. So you, let's, Granada, do you want to go, what order should we go in? I feel like maybe Granada, Wada, and I, okay, go ahead. All right, we're climbing down this rope, and here we are in the square of red. Well, it's very humid and moist in here, and very, it seems like, though, the greenery's, oh, it's moving because we're surrounded. Oh, hello. Oh, are those, those kind of look like, hello, are you riding, you're a friend, aren't you? Are you riding Dewey, like a Dewback from, are you familiar with Dewey the Dewback? Those are giant cool-blooded beings. Didn't even know they existed or they're not, oh, they're not natural. What's your name? Hello, I'm Lord Von Chill. I know you seem to be trying to let us know. We're not going to do anything. We're just standing here. We're friends of Mary Bear. And I'm Lord Von Chill. This is Granada of Darmok, and this is M. Wada. Hi, hi, I'm Panda. I'm Pander the Panda. Sorry, I'm a panda. I'm Pander the Panda. And you've come into our area, and we go ahead to send the other person in. Yep, their name's Troy. And so we're going to keep you here. We have some work for you to do. Bring in everybody. Well, what's happening? What do you mean work for us? Oh, well, I'll be instructing you. You're going to be building yo-yos. Well, no, we're on a mission, actually, with Mary Bear. We've got him. Oh, that, this is Pander the Panda. I don't need to hear. Please don't. You know, we have three of these dewbacks, as you call them, and they are from the below. And we've trained them slowly, but we need yo-yos for everyone. I'm sorry, this is Lord Von Chill. Can I just clarify, like a yo-yo? Oh, okay, you're handing me one. Oh, this thing you put on your finger. Okay, you need us to craft yo-yo. Okay, in exchange for what? Oh, then we have more work for you to do. We have a lot that we need here, and we've been. It like having people here, that's great. That's great. Wait a second, Granada, what are you oh, this is Granada of Darmok. Troy, the party member with the box. Hi, Troy. It's me, Granada of Darmok. Oh, boy, this is awkward. This is Lord Von Chill. What do you mean it's awkward? Well, Troy and I, we used to adventure together. Wait a second. Do you mean the adventure of friendship, the adventure of adventuring, or the adventure of adventure, like romantic adventuring? All three. Troy, were you with the Baron of Boyle's son? Troy seems to be. Troy, it's me, Granada of Darmok. Troy is very focused on the dewbacks and the yo-yos, so I don't think Troy's totally with us, Lord Von Chill. Well, so you adventured with one another. can we just move on? Like, this is not important right this second. Pander the Panda's talking to you. I could just take over. So, yeah, I'm Gurnadav Dharmak. So you say you have other work for us to do. The thing is, we're kind of in a hurry. I'll be honest with you. We're a party of adventurers. Troy was a member of a party. And you could fill me in, Pander, once I'm finished speaking. Troy may have been in another party that was on a mission similarly. And you probably, like, you all seem to be, you're all so green. That's, I guess Lord Von Chill didn't mention it, but you're all very green and covered in vines and stuff. Is that just camouflage to surprise us? This is Pander the Panda. This is so we can work outside. We come in and we get, we go outside and we work, and the camouflage, as you call it, keeps us, it gives us an ability to be outside the ride for some time and work for Vidul and His Grace, as we call him sometimes. And then we have to come back in and then regrow, like, so we take turns. That's why we need the yo-yos, is just give us something to do. We're bored. And, you know, we don't have our normal ability to do what we would normally do. We're also a bit confused. But Vidul lets us have yo-yos and a couple other things we were looking for. Okay, so why don't you tell us what you're looking for? And we could tell you what we're looking for. Well, this is Pander the Panda. I don't know. I think you're not in a position to negotiate. Okay, this is Gurnadav. So I'm Gurnadav Dharmak. This is Emwada, a magic user like Vidul. This is Lord Von Chill. Now, Lord Von Chill, don't let this go to your head, but there is a difference between Troy and Lord Von Chill on the field of negotiating dewbacks. And while I'm sure there's a lot more of our friends, we're friends with Mary Bear. We're not here to mess with friendship. We're here to be your friends. Or even trained dewbacks or whatever these creatures are. But we could. So I think it'd be, and yeah, it might not go anybody's way. So we don't really want to do that. I mean, there's from, you know, arms, like, I don't want to get into my personal mythology, but Temba, like we don't need to go, we want to be in a win-win situation, not a lose-lose situation. Do you understand? This is Pander the Panda. Vidul's made us aware of what a losing, winning situation is. So that's why we work with Vidul. So, and we appreciate what Vidul has provided us with, and that we're still allowed to come back here and play with yo-yos. Okay, we're not looking to really rock the boat with what you have here. We're just looking to enhance it. So you could tell us what you need done. We could work something out. And then we're trying to meet up with two of our friends, and then we're going to head across, maybe we could ask you a couple questions because we're looking to go somewhere, and then we'll move on. And here's the great news. Our goals are aligned with yours. Like, what if there was a world where Vidul wasn't around and you could just do your yo-yos or whatever? Why don't you tell me what you want first and then we'll go from there? But think about that, because we could be a part of that. Well, this is Pander the Panda. I know that you're really just looking to, we've learned from Troy that, you're looking to fill this park with water to the top. No, no, no. That was Troy's party, not our party. We're going to stop Vidul and get another member of Troy's party. Maybe help Troy. Are you with us? No. Okay. That's a good job on that yo-yo, Troy. Okay. So, Pander, what do you need? Okay. I'll tell you what we want. We see that there's a giant sun up there, right? And the sun used to shine, and it used to circle, and it makes us all happy. And when we asked Vidul about it, Vidul just scoffed. So we'd like the sun. We also used to have kites. We figure And then we thought, well, with the sometimes the wind comes in through that big hole in the wall. What if we had real kites? And so those are the things we're thinking about right now. Because I know when we were friends and we would sing, some of us had kites. And all of us loved looking at the sun. And the sun wasn't a being. It's just a decoration. Though some people got confused about that. And then we want yo-yos to play with. Because some of us had yo-yos. And then some of us watched for years and years the people with the kites and the yo-yos. So we had yo-yo, you know, FOMO, fo-yo-yo, yo-yo, fo-yo, FOMO for yo-yo. Okay, so Troy's doing a great job on the yo-yos, and we could, I'm particularly good with, I could probably help make some better yo-yos, because I'm pretty good with a rope, and what we could do is some ropes are made up of a bunch of tiny ropes together. And I'm sure between Watt and I'm, you know, I'm somewhat mechanical. Lord Von Chill, M. Watt is magical. Like, what if we fix your son and maybe make some kites? And then you could, once we do that, maybe then you say, oh, I could trust you to kind of, how does that sound, Pander? We're already working on these yo-yos with Troy here. Then we'll come up with a plan of what we need to make kites. And we'll figure out fixing the sun. And you could just go about your day, and we'll just be here working. This is Panda the Panda. So you really think you could get us kites, and you could get the sun working? Yeah, so you want the sun to move again. And we'll start, I think we could clean it, and then Wada and I could look at it with Lord Von Chill. Because maybe there's something we could do. I can't be honest that we can, but we'll. I think we could try to fix it. Okay, but okay, I'll move on. And okay, so we'll. Thank you. I'll leave you. There's no way. You know, we'll obviously have friends in Dubax watching you. So proceed with the yo-yos. This is Lord Von Chill. I'm having trouble with the rope with the yo. Okay, Lord Von Chill, you just put together the wood parts. And Wada, you look at that sun. I don't know about making kites. Troy, can you hear my voice? Yes, this is Troy. Okay, Troy. Hi, how you doing? Not great. Yeah, you don't look great, Troy. What's going on? Don't trust the toys. Oh, they like to be called friends, not toys, believe it or not. They're not telling the truth. Okay, Troy, what do you mean they're not telling the truth? I don't know. Okay, Troy. Troy, do you need to lie down? Yes. Okay, go ahead and lie down, Troy. Okay, so Troy doesn't trust the toys, but the toys probably know that Troy's party started the countdown, so maybe they were a little sterner with Troy or something. Okay, let's work on the yo-yos, the three of us, while Troy rests, and then we'll figure out the kites. I wonder what, and then we'll figure out the sun and try to figure out an idea in between. Because if the Troy, I mean, I guess the problem is Panda the Panda, right? I just wonder if they're going to keep coming up. It's like almost busy work. Then they're going to want a kite for everybody. And then after we fix the sun, they're going to say, hey, can you fix this? So we are going to have to establish some limits or, I mean, I don't mind doing stuff for them. But we also are on a time crunch because Troy's party did set that thing in motion. And we got to figure out what's going on with the rest of our party. Eleanor Tzizel, starting to wonder if, a way to hear something. Zell, do you hear that? Yeah, Zell, it's, oh boy, it's a large, it seems to be, a large number of small, pesky beings with long tails that have become oversized by some sort of thing. Okay, I guess we're going to have to. Is there anything we can? No, we're going to have. They're coming to. So let's get into. Okay, so are you rolling? This is real, and we're rolling dice. Yeah. So it goes. Me, you, and then the four of them will get to go. And, Okay, like we're doing good. So this is going to be a bit of a skirmish. We're not having too much trouble here. Oh, that's quite a move there. They're not very effective because we've got all this extra stuff we're wearing. Okay, we're done, Zell. Okay, we should keep moving. But the thing is that, remember that other thing that came out of the sewers? I think now we're getting into, okay, Eleanor, this is Zell. What do you think is causing this? Do you think it's the magical powers below the park? Because these aren't sentient. Those beings we just encountered, the other beings we encountered, they aren't sentient, right? You're right about that. And they seem to be down here. And I'm sensing something. Yeah, there's like this, like that off smell. Yeah, well, let's take these potions of protection. These will keep us, because it's probably a little bit noxious. Okay, thank you. I knew as our healer, you'd have stuff for this. This is before he, this is, yeah, this is a protective measure. And we'll put these kerchiefs over. But yeah, see, there's a leak there. Huh, this is interesting. I think in the map, like, this is below the security room. Like, see that crack that's going up? I think, like, this must have to do with the security room somehow. Huh, well, that is, that makes sense because, one of the ways, if they're not using wave power, there's other ways they could be using, like, other forms of energy, and they have unintended consequences. So that crack, you think, is we're protected, though. Yeah, we're protected. I mean, we do have to move on eventually, but well, what do you think we should do? I mean, I could use some sort of sealing spell to seal it up, but it's going to take a lot of my energy. But I could do it. Okay, go ahead and I'll keep, just don't talk for, I'm casting the spell and it's working and it's sealing it up. So there shouldn't be any more leakage now. And we should move on though now. At least it won't create any new trouble. Okay, yeah, let's, now I'm sensing something, though. It's a larger than, what are we going to do? You're not at 100%, and the last time we encountered one of these crockies was not great. It's coming our way. Can hear it down the hall. I wonder if they could, how good their sense of smell is. I know they have nostrils. Oh, wait a second. Okay, wait, if I could find, okay, this little area here, we could climb up in here and hide. Okay, so I'm going to go up in there. Okay, it's walking by. It's weird. It has some sort of harness on it, like it's been trained or something. And it's just walking around down here. Okay, let's get out. It was going the opposite way. Okay, you don't worry about, like, you just worry about Zell. You just worry about, Eleanor, you just worry about, like, getting back. Keep sipping some water, too. So we should be close to the other room. So this, we're below where we met Mary Bear. But as we cross over this next gateway, this should be the room. This should be the part of the attraction, like the room where, but there's no, it's a lot drier here. There's no leakage from above. And that tells me that it's sealed off. So I think we should go back and go up, like, yeah, go up here. This is, so we're going up this ladder. You can come up the ladder, right? Okay, good, good. And yeah, this is the hole where we met Mary Bear into the handy halls. And let's go back up into the room where we met Mary Bear. We'll sneak in here. The rope's still there, but the room is empty. Okay, this is, so no friends are in this room at all. That's not great. But we could get up. I think we should just do what our party did. Like, we could get up into the rafters here. We can go out one of these skylights and then just go over. And I'm sure they went back in a skylight. Well, this one even, like, we can go on these girders. You all right? Okay. Then we'll just open this one up. Even has a latch. Okay, I got the latch open. I did roll dice. Don't worry. And then we're going to, there's the hole and there's the rope. I see some party member there on the ground sleeping, but that's not a member of our party, but it's not a friend. And maybe I could lean in a little bit more. I wonder where they might, they must be down there. So, okay. They must be down there somewhere. I think I see some motion. Okay, this is Lord Ventral. So we got the kites done. So we just got it. So I'm looking at the sun. But Granada, I see something in your eyes that you're thinking. Yeah, I think we should use the sun as a distraction. But I'm just not sure how we should do that. Why? Do you have any spells that we could use it as a distraction? Yeah, I can, but then I'm just trying to figure out, we got to find the rest of our party. They were supposed to come up through the sewers, but this water's filled. So I don't know, but I think what we could do, like Lord Ventral, you can get it to mechanically spin. Once you get it loose, I think the magical power should restore its motion. But as a distraction, once we're ready, we could get all the toys or the friends focused on this, right? And then maybe I could use like some sort of sunlight spell to like make it sunny, and that would make them all not be able to see, or at least the dewbacks. And then, wait a second, what's that? Oh wait, there's Eleanor and. And Zell, thank goodness, they're up there. Okay, Lord Ventral, you're pointing at the sun and your watch. So we should just do a build-up here. And then, Granada, while we've been working on this, you were sneaking off, gathering parts for the what was things called anyway, the kites. Those kites are pretty sweet, by the way. So I'm going to work on a spell. Maybe I'm going to make it with a noise, too, because they seem to be like the kind of noise the sun makes, actually, we'd have to do it ourselves, so I could do the light and channel our voices, so everyone would have to do a different sound of the three of us, like a sun, so I'd do the then we need, that tinkling sound. Lord Ventral, I'll do that tinkling sound. And then Granada, you could do like a ooh sound, okay? Okay, not yet. So they know they're going to come down. And then, so Granada, you think you found in that that temple, that is the way down to back to the Handy Halls, right? Okay, so I think that's what we do. Hey, Panda, we're almost ready. Why don't you gather everybody? And gather everybody. What should we do about Troy, though? Granada, you just shrugged. I guess we'll come back for Troy. It'll be work out fine. We were just thinking, would Troy want to see this too? We're ready to reveal the sun if all the friends get ready. Why don't you all stay on that side of the canal? I know you got to swim between that mucky canal. I didn't like that either. So first we're going to get the motion going. Lord Ventral, go ahead and let it motion. And, yeah, okay, they're getting ready to nod. So they could come down behind them. Sorry, Pander, I'm just thinking where you're going to have the best angle. Maybe move a little bit more. There you go. Okay, so all, because we can't see everybody because everybody's in camouflage. You look like plants. Okay, so we're going to, so there's the motion of the sun. See, it's moving. Oh, I know, Pander. I'm sure you'll want us to repair other stuff. I know. I was thinking that same thing. Okay, but get ready, because this is slowly explaining that not only did we, because I think it was a tradition at this thing when you refurbed something to also plus it. So we have plussed your son, and we're going to count down 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Okay. And okay, now we're moving. Okay, this the sound, like I'm talking and narrating while we're making the sound, because we just had to make it for that split second. Sorry, you don't have Lord Von Chill and Granada, you can stop. Like Lord Von Chill, I don't need to hear about how Troy wouldn't have made a better sound. The sound is repeating itself. Oh, they're swimming across the canal and we're heading up. Okay, Granada, you get the rope ready. Oh, hey, Zell, it's so good to see you. I was wondering, thank you for the hug. Eleanor, sorry, I'm just. Believe it or not, we met one of Granada's exes down there, Troy, in the red, the square of the red right down there. Okay, so we're going to go down here. No, they can't see or hear anything. They're staring at the sun, or they're staring at a shining version of the sun. A sun. Yeah, okay. So we'll go down this rope, and then maybe when we get to the bottom, we should all rest as a party and catch up. And then figure out our next move, which I guess would just be using the security key to get into this next room. But so good we're back together as a party and that we're moving forward as a group. So I'm glad about this. Let's get some rest. Yeah. All right. I want to thank the people that became patrons recently. Carol Lee, thanks, and good night. Christopher S., thanks, and good night. Christopher C., thanks, and good night. OV, thanks, and good night. Ariel, Sub, and Stephanie, thanks, and good night. Spencer, EJ, and Gregory, thanks, and good night. Tammy, Hannah, and Catherine, thanks, and good night. Amelia, Brian, and Charlie, thanks, and good night. Mary, Bryson, and Steven, thanks, and good night. Alana, Mr., and Amy, thanks, and good night. M, Hannah, and Gina, thanks, and good night. Katrina, Violet, and Weldon, thanks, and good night. And Hayden and Gertie, thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody who supports the show directly, supports our sponsors, or does something, you know, takes action, makes a comment, spreads the word, shares the show, whatever it is you do to support the podcast so I can be here. I really couldn't do it without all of you. So I'm so glad you're helping me put you and so many other people to sleep. Thanks, and good night. And here's either Scoots talking about the Patreon or another Tuck You In sponsor. And to think that just like a few years ago, we only had 200 shows in the archives for free, and now we have 600 ad-supported shows, so it's awesome. Thanks, and good night, everybody. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on... in the public feed too. Now I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from. On Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the 10 to I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, and yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, an all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10... then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? and building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com, and good night.